supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what is imposter syndrome?
The imposter syndrome is a variant on insecurity, so that if you're doing a job, whether you're seen as competent or not, you don't feel competent. When you doubt your ability, when you feel like a fraud, this tends to affect high-achieving people disproportionately, but it does affect everyone. It affected me early in my career, too.
How does it affect people's performance and their well-being?
Well, yes, two different questions. You see, if one feels insecure, it can affect their performance positively. Usually it affects it negatively. So that we know that mild performance anxiety, actually improves performance. But when the anxiety increases, then it negatively affects performance. We become perfectionistic, fearful of making any mistakes, and you know what that does to A, performance, and B, mental health. I mean, you're suffering all day. You're afraid of being caught or being discovered and being told you're a fraud.
What can people do when they are dealing with imposter syndrome?
Well, first of all, they can get honest feedback from people. You need to know what you're doing well and what you're doing poorly. The other thing is, it's important to be aware that you, like everybody else, are doing the best you can every moment you can. There's a reason why you are there. There's a reason why you were hired and why you were picked for this job. We have to have faith that there's something inside of us that got us to where we are right now. And the other thing is, what's woven throughout the imposter syndrome is shame. Feeling shame or fear of being shamed. And whenever there's shame around, I always encourage people to find someone they trust and talk it through. Because when you keep shame inside of you, it gets worse. When you open it up and talk about your more vulnerable feelings with somebody you trust, you're going to feel safer. You're going to be more comfortable inside your own skin.
How is this different from a dose of like healthy self-assessment and perhaps a little bit of self-doubt? You know, am I in the right place here? Am I ready for this job? Is this in my wheelhouse? Those are not bad questions to ask yourself.
No, I think they're important questions. And if you're suffering from the imposter syndrome, you have the answers already. No, I'm not ready for this. I'm faking this. People aren't seeing my incompetence the way I'm experiencing it. But this healthy self-doubt that you just alluded to, Mikan, sure, you've got to check it out. You know, do I fit here? How do I compare to my colleagues? But you have to ask those questions and be fair about the answer. You've got to be open to criticism, and you have to be open to compliments, too.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mikan.